Item number 15, from the Office of the Comptroller, requesting an amendment to the Airport General Resolution for the issuance of airport revenue bonds to better reflect the county's external financial auditor when performing due diligence on airport revenue bonds.
Good morning again.
Can we get the lights back on?
I thought it was my bad eyes.
Yeah.
In the annual audit, the external auditors from Milwaukee County, Baker Tilly issues a report about the airport revenue bonds for Milwaukee County. And they issue this report to the trustee to basically indicate that they have done a review as part of their audit and as part of their normal procedures that that the county is compliant with the revenue bond resolution. The trustee in the current environment today is finding that the exact words of the bond resolution do not match the exact words of the auditor. And the auditor in this time under auditing standards saying he can't make a change to the words because his auditing standards control them. One of the options that we are looking at is making a change to the bond resolution so that it provides comfort to the auditor and provides comfort to the trustee. We're currently holding discussions with the trustee about the changes that we are proposing here and the change that is being made to the bond resolution. The trustee is looking at this right now, but we are unsure whether the trustee will accept the change in final form or not, but we're continuing to hold discussions with them. What I'm asking the committee to do now is to approve the resolution that's attached, which would change the bond resolution to better meet the wording standards that are accepted by general auditing standards and to make others more comfortable regarding the trustee more comfortable with that position. However, I might come back to you in September and say that the trustee in the end didn't accept that type of proposal, but this is my last opportunity to make this change prior to the auditor issuing their report on this. We have a three-way discussion going on right now between the external auditor, our bond counsel, and the trustee trying to come to a resolution. The reason why this item becomes something of a concern is because of the fact that the trustee, if they are not satisfied, they will issue a letter to the bondholders basically indicating that they have this difference of opinion between the two of them. The trustee is saying, don't worry about it, it's not a big deal. And we're being told by others that, well, maybe we should be a little concerned because it might impact our interest rate. So that's why we're working hard to resolve it. This is a possible resolution, but I'm letting you know that I'm looking for your approval to it, but I might come back to you in September and tell you that the trustee didn't accept the language change that is being made. The bottom line to this is that we're hoping in the end that there will be no impact to our bonds, no impact to interest rates, no impact to people's general feelings about the airport bonds. We're thinking the trustee is making more of an issue to this than not. Your chairs had suggested to us that they would be willing to write a letter to the trustee to let them know of their concern regarding this matter. But we're continuing with the discussions right now before we would have any such type of letter.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of item number 13.
Okay, we have a motion. Supervisor Lipson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So question, it references the fact that this is an issue that they are reviewing relative to many of the clients. How are the others resolving it, or there's a more global issue here, right?
I talked to them yesterday, and they indicated that they have issued this letter on about 30 revenue bond resolutions. That would be healthcare facilities who issue revenue bonds, nonprofits who issue revenue bonds, others who issue revenue bonds. I asked them if there's any governments that they have done this for, and they said they would currently look at this. I've talked to a couple of bond councils, and none of them have seen this issue before. This is the first time they've seen it, but they generally tend to work with just government bonds. So generally, this has seemed to have been a non-issue for many of those, but I'd rather it be not an issue at all when this letter is written by not having the letter written at all, not taking it. That's why we're working hard trying not to get the letter written. So we're working with it, but what our understanding is that these other revenue bond holders and trustees have taken it as being somewhat of a non-issue, but that's, we're not taking that view right now. We look at any letter that's out there as potential issue.
Thank you.
Have you had some fruitful discussions in the last week or 10 days with the trustee?
We've had a number of discussions back and forth around all of them, and what we're trying to do is come our bond council is trying to do is do a wordsmithing right now, coming up with a language that is satisfactory to both the trustee and to the auditor. There is a possibility that the bond council could issue an opinion letter to the auditor that gives them comfort with the language that is being used. That's also being proposed out there. What I will do is I will come back to you in September with where this item was resolved any concerns that we should have regarding this matter. Right now, there have been many, many discussions. I've had many discussions with the trustee and with the auditor as I go on.
Thank you. Any further questions or discussions? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I think obviously it's necessary to do, and it's been moved for approval already. I guess, going into budget, I tend to think globally too. And that's in the Sawyer, since we have bond concert, we talked about POBs. Sometimes overlooked, I think, is our airport revenue bonding, and we're going to look at bonding. So are we looking forward to September or the budget and with bond council in this area too? Any possible changes? The airport's undergoing some changes. We got our hangars, that contract yet. Are we looking for any changes or do anything else in airport revenue bonds? That would be my question. Thank you.
I'm not aware if we're planning on any revenue bonds, but I know they've slowed the number of projects that they were planning at the airport because they just don't need the projects at the present time. They're still completing out the projects that they were doing, and I think they're just looking ahead to that. They've gone through a number of steps to try to decrease some of the costs. I mean, they've had a major impact on the frontier.
Right.
Right. So I think you're going to probably see some changes. This is my I believe you'll see some changes when you see the budget for the airport this year of them cutting some costs and trying to deal with the fact that their rates have to be comparable to other airports.
Mm-hmm.
Their rates have always been much lower than other airports, but when we lose a major tenant, the drop in the number of flights, the number of landings, the passenger traffic, all those types of things, that increases their rates, but they need to remain competitive, so they'll do some things to remain competitive.
Well, my quick comment would be that it just hopefully Southwest picks up some of this, of course, that we're talking about the great loss from Frontier. And then the arbitrage thing, arbitrage for projects and money, so I'll save those questions, hopefully, and I know the bond council will be looking at that, too, because that's pretty important. Okay.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments? We have a motion to approve, and if not, we take the roll on the motion, please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Homo West?
Aye.
Liston?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stanford?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 8-0.